Second Chronicles, chapter 32. After these things, and the establishment of it, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered into Yehuda, and encamped against the fenced cities, and sought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come, and that he was for purpose to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were outside the city, and they did help him. So there was gathered much people together, who stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water? Also he strengthened himself and built all the wall up that was broken, and raised it up to the towers, and another wall outside, and repaired Millo in the city of David, and made darts and shield in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people, and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city, and spoke comfortably to them, saying, Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that's with him, for there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is Yahweh our Elohim to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Yehuda. And after this did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, send his servants to Jerusalem, but he himself laid siege against Lachish and all his power with him, to Hezekiah king of Yehuda and to all Yehuda that were at Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Sennacherib, king of Assyria, Upon where do you trust that you remain in this siege in Jerusalem? Does not Hezekiah persuade you to give over yourselves to die by famine and by thirst, saying, Yahweh our Elohim will deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Has not the same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars, and commanded Yehuda and Jerusalem, saying, You will worship before one altar and burn incense upon it? Do you not know that I and my fathers have done to all the people of other lands? Were the Elohim of the nations of those lands in any way able to deliver their lands out of my hand? Who was there amongst all the Elohim of those nations that my fathers utterly destroyed that could deliver his people out of my hand, that your Elohim should be able to deliver you out of my hand? Now, therefore, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you on this matter. Neither yet believe him, for no Elohim of any nation nor kingdom was able to deliver his people out of my hand and out of the hand of my fathers. How much less shall your Elohim deliver you out of my hand? And his servant spoke yet more against Yahweh Elohim and against his servant Hezekiah. He wrote also letters to rail upon Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and to speak against him, saying, As the Elohim of the nations of other lands have not delivered their people out of my hand, so shall not the Elohim of Hezekiah deliver his people out of my hand. And then they cried with a loud voice in the Jews' speech to the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall, to frighten them and to trouble them, so that they might take the city. And they spoke against the Elohim of Israel, of Jerusalem, as against the Elohim of the people of the earth, which were the work of the hands of men. And for this cause Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amoz prayed and cried to heaven. And Yahweh sent a messenger who cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and the captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into the house of his own Elohim, they that came forth of his own bowels killed him there with the sword. Thus Yahweh saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. And many brought gifts to Yahweh to Jerusalem, and presents to Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, so that he was magnified in the sight of all nations from that time forth. And in those days Hezekiah was sick to death, and prayed to Yahweh, and he spoke to him, and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done to him, for his heart was lifted up. For this reason there was wrath upon him and upon Yehuda and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of Yahweh came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasuries for silver and for gold and for precious stones and for spices and for shields and for all manner of pleasant jewels, store halls, houses also for the increase of corn and wine and oil, and stalls for all manner of beasts and coats for flocks. Moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for Yahweh had given him substance very much. This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper watercourse of Gihon, and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David, and Hezekiah prospered in all his works. Howbeit, in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent to him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, Yahweh left him, to try to test him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness, they are written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, and in the book of the kings of Yehuda in Israel. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the chiefest of the sepulchres of the sons of David. And all Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death, and Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead. End of chapter 2.